and Byron describe their podcast as legendary. But for the legendary Peri Peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's nothing like you've ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.
Here's some news from the set of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Fev. Your mate, Eddie Maguire. What a show.
Great show.
Oh,
gives away a million every day.
Yeah.
Every day?
Well, possibility.
Puts it on the line.
Yeah, but does he?
Puts it on the line.
Yeah, but does he?
Sometimes it goes off, sometimes it doesn't. Just depends about how smart you are.
He's a consummate professional, Eddie Maguire, and he has to deal with all sorts of curveballs. Yeah. Mm. This is amazing, guys. I just want to play you this. I don't know if you... Did you catch it last night?
Yeah, I did.
You saw this one? Well, yeah, it'll be no surprise to you. He's turned bright red, Eddie. I mean, he's a family man, Eddie. He doesn't expect...
It's very awkward.
Yeah, he doesn't expect this. Melissa from Greensboro has sat in the hot seat, and her dream is to sing at Carols by Candlelight. That's a wonderful dream for Melissa.
Great event.
But she's performed, out of nowhere, a really seductive song to Eddie. Like, it was really inappropriate.
She gets down real low. Eddie didn't know what to do.
Have a listen to this. She's gone into it, and obviously this is just the audio, but imagine her really getting up close and personal with Eddie.
She even, like, glides his face.
Yeah, it was absolutely inappropriate. Let's have a listen.
I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Christmas is Eddie.
Oh,
she actually has a really good voice.
It's amazing.
She sounded really good.
He's married.
I'm glad I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was too much. It's not an isolated incident, though, guys. We have found another performance. This one has gone viral. This has had millions of views, this one. Just a random performance that came absolutely out of nowhere. Unfortunately, this contestant was not quite as good of a singer as our friend from Greensboro.
This is better.
Yeah, have a listen to this.
You're a singer, you're a model, you're a dancer, you're an actress, you're a songwriter. Can you sing something for me?
I can.
Well, well.
We could be heroes. Ooh, ooh. We could be heroes. Me and you.
He wound that one up, didn't he?
Hey, cut that off.
That video's even more excruciating to watch. It is on our Instagram right now if you want to watch that one. It's had millions of views. Go to Fifi Fev Byron.
Okay, lock it in.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
I hear you talking. It's caused confusion. Is your accent real or fake? I'm just not sure.
I reckon he's real, but I reckon he's fake.
But I am suspicious. I have more questions. But you need to keep on speaking, because I have to know for sure. Is it real or fake?
That's fake.
Clearly fake.
True.
Is it real or fake? Is the accent real, a real, a real? Or is it a fake, a fake, a fake?
I don't know. One of our favourite ones.
That was so good,
accents,
Leon.
Real or fake? We play this a lot. It's a fun game. And this is what got us thinking about accents this week. Guys, James McAvoy, what a great actor.
Oh, he's one of the best.
We've been offered the opportunity. He's in the new It film.
Aye.
We've been offered the opportunity to have him on the show as a guest.
Is it called
please.
It 2?
It 2.
What's it doing now?
So I've never seen It 1.
Now,
have you seen It?
Yeah.
I don't like horror movies.
Everyone's seen It.
It's a frightening film, isn't it?
It's so scary.
Not really. Nothing scary about it.
James McAvoy also in the X-Men series where he obviously puts on a great American accent.
He was in Wanted.
There we go.
With Angelina Jolie.
Salt.
People might not realise, though, that when he's not acting in his American accent, he's actually a Scot, James McAvoy.
Ooh, look out, Leon.
Can we? Well, Leon's boyfriend is a Scot, but that's not the point. Here we go. James McAvoy. This is how he actually speaks.
My friend's back from Drumchapel and Knightswood in Scotstoun, where I used to run about and go to school. Even when I'm in my own Scottish accent, think that I've become incredibly posh, I think. So...
So anyway, we thought we'd play a game of accents, real or fake. Call us right now. Either speak in your natural accent or put on an accent, and we have to guess. Now, Evie is... She's
very good.
Thief is terrible at accents. Evie, excellent.
I'm brilliant at it. I don't know what that was just then, but I can do any accent. Give me an accent. Tell me and I'll do it.
All right.
Quick, come on. I'm
Venezuelan.
Oh, no. Give me an...
You said any accent.
Well, a Venezuelan would just sound like this, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Brazilian.
Get one that you actually know the sound of.
Brazilian.
Well, they would kind of sound the same.
South African.
Yeah, I can do South African quite well.
Is it?
No, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Okay, is it?
Pretty good,
is
pretty
it?
Good.
What can you do, Byron? American?
I'm still looking for
well,
my skills.
Can you do any, Fev?
No, I'm awful.
You can do an American, I've heard you.
No, I literally can't.
You literally can. Try it. Just try it.
Denzel Washington.
Give us a call. What was that? What just happened?
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Is it real or fake?
That's fake.
Clearly fake.
True.
Is it real or fake? Is the accent real or real or real? Or is it a fake, a fake, a fake?
I don't know.
Here's how it works. 131060. You call. You either just speak in your natural voice, 131060, or you put on a fake accent, and it's up to Evie and Fev to try and guess what is going on.
All right, we've got Caelan from King Lake. Good morning, mate.
Hi, I'm from Scotland. And I like to have haggis.
How old are you, bro?
I'm 9.
9? 9? You're 9?
Oh, Caelan.
How long have you been in Australia for?
I've been in Australia for 2 years.
Wow.
You're very funny, but I think you're fake.
I reckon you
yep.
are.
Yay! Well played.
Well done, buddy.
That's
well
what the game's about. Have a, you know, have a bit of fun. You don't have to be necessarily good at putting on your fake accent.
Is that Sommy?
Yes.
Good morning, Sommy.
Hi, Sommy.
Good morning. How are you going, guys?
Where are you from?
I'm from Iran. I'm Persian.
Persian.
Okay, so you're from Iran.
Yes.
And how long have you been over in Australia for?
I've been here around 2 years.
I reckon that's real.
I reckon you're real too.
Okay, so we've locked in real. Can you now reveal, please, Sommy, are you in fact Persian?
Yes, I am in fact Persian.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys got a roll.
But just, Sommy, just by the way, I love Persian food.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really, really nice cuisine. The Persian cuisine is, beautiful. I think, the best.
Delicious yeah. cuisine. Thank you, Sommy.
Persian cuisine, that makes me really hungry.
Yeah. All right. Now, you guys have not got it wrong so far. Let's go to Tracy.
Good morning, Trace from Moorabark.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Fine. Yeah, we're good. You're South African.
I am.
Whereabouts are you from?
Scottish, then.
I grew outside of Durban, and I just thought I'd better phone in because I was a bit concerned about Evie's interpretation.
Okay, you're real.
You don't think it was any good?
No, not really.
Why do South Africans always say, is it?
Oh, it's just like how you guys always say, mate, I guess.
Because I was just like, oh, I'm going to the toilet, and when I was in South Africa, they go, is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The better one is when we say just now, everyone gets
just now.
Obviously you're South African.
Yeah, you are South African, aren't you?
I am.
Yes!
Hey.
Can they make it 4 straight?
I'll tell you what, South Africa is one of the most beautiful countries I've ever been to. It is just beautiful. Anyway.
Cape Town looks stunning as a city.
Yeah,
the coastal. You didn't go down there? It looks good.
No, they've got sharks there.
Okay. We went to the Kruger National Park.
Stop doing that voice.
Is it? Lucy from South Oakley, good morning.
Hello.
Oh, really? Whatever you are, it's fake.
Chow.
Why are you laughing me?
Because it's the most horrific accent we've ever heard.
Are you you trying to be Italian?
I am Italian. I come here. Where? I'm Italian.
I come
How
here.
How long have you been here for, Lucy?
I've been here maybe 5 years.
And what's your Italian name?
I don't know why I ring. Somebody tell me ring this number and I ring this number.
Ring this a number? Come on.
Okay, Luce. It's a great effort. I'm not quite sure if you've got the accent of the Italiano, right there. Because everyone says, hey, at the end of...
Italiano.
Would you be comfortable? You'd be familiar with Brendan's last name. It's obviously an Italian name.
Fevola.
You know that?
Yes, Fevola, something like that.
No. It's
Fevola. Fevola.
Fevola.
You're not Italian, Luce.
I think it's fake, Lucy.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes, it is.
You guys were brilliant there.
That was so good, though.
That was our best week of accents, real or fake.
That's what they call a clean sweep.
That was so good. Lucy needed to say my name was Luce.
101.9 The Fox.
Shout out to local boy Illy, who's flying on the charts right now. Illy will be in the house for tonight's Thank You X Singles Party. He's got his new single, Then What, which is available to download and stream now. We can't wait for that. It's going to be a massive night tonight.
Thank you, X. An awkward text. Who is next? Chiefy, Fevin, Byron's Thank You X.
It's the Village Bell Hotel St Kilda tonight, where Melbourne goes to play every weekend. This is a great venue for tonight. So, How's it going to work again, Fev? We've had a lot of registrations from single people at fox.com.au.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, Byron. You just got to come along to the biggest party in Melbourne this year, but you've got to bring your ex, which is an awkward conversation. No. We've spoke to many, many singles, and they've called up their ex. There's been some fun times. There's been some awkward moments. Yeah. There's been some smooth times where, you know, people just get along, which is great.
Which is nice, yeah.
And two people that don't get along at the moment is Jared Woodgate from The Bachelor. We've called him earlier today, and he wants to come, but he hasn't spoke to Kira for like 2.5 months because they've split up, and we thought, they're exes. Why don't we give Kira a call?
This is brave, guys, because, I mean, it's on again, it's off again with Jared and Kira. People who follow this saga will know that, you know, you're not meant to talk about certain things. But Fev's decided he's got Kira's number.
Yeah.
And we just call her on air.
Do you want it?
We'll put it in. No, don't say it out loud.
Oh, okay.
I've got it in the system. We'll call her. Keeping in mind, Jared was on the show yesterday.
Hey,
and we put him on the spot. Yeah. Oh, thank you. All right. Here we go. This he's known as the Stage 5 Clinger, Jared Woodgate.
It's going to be awkward.
Tomato Head. We've called him a number of things.
Yeah.
He doesn't tan well. Let's not give him a hard time about it.
Let's make the call to Kira.
Hello?
Kira! It's Fifi, Fev and Byron. Hello.
Hi.
What's happening?
Nothing much. I'm actually a bit jet lagged, to be honest with you, but...
Oh, where have you been? You haven't been in Bali, have you?
No, I've just come from the UK.
Oh, the UK? What were you doing over there?
Just visiting friends and stuff.
Ooh. Like who?
None of your business.
Okay. Now, the reason we're calling, Kira, is we're having a Thank You X party on the Fox tonight. We thought we need some celebrities, and we thought maybe you would like to come.
Tonight?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a bit late notice. Calm down.
Well, what else have you got on?
Girl's got to do a tan.
You're back home.
A tan.
There's a 2-hour tan. Trust me, I've got a good person. I'll put you in touch.
Okay. Where is it?
Village Bell, St Kilda.
Okay, you're going to have to send me more details.
All right, we'll get our producer to shoot it through. But there's a bit of a, it's a bit awkward because you've got to invite your ex. And we've already talked to one of your ex in Jared, and he's going to be coming. We spoke to him yesterday. He had this to say.
I mean, it'd be the first time I've spoken to or seen her since the breakup, so that could be exciting.
She tried to talk to you?
Oh, not in the last 2.5 months.
Ooh.
That's not going to be awkward, is it, Kira?
He's such a liar. Anyway.
Is he? Why?
I can't even... Come on. About it right now. Anyway.
Why is he a liar?
You won't ask me any more questions.
Have you tried to talk to him?
I'm not going into detail right now.
It's pretty good detail that Jared is a liar. That was solid detail.
Oh, my God. I have to think about the situation.
Now, would you like to come? It's going to be fun. There's going to be heaps of singles. You don't even have to talk to Jared.
No.
Is there any hot guys?
Yeah, there's going to be heaps of hot guys.
I mean, Illy's one of them.
I'm not going.
I mean, Illy is on the bill. He's performing exclusively live for us. Local boy, talented, won a bunch of arias and stuff, pretty eligible. So there's one guy already, Illy.
All right, well, I definitely need a tan and my ex is going to be there. So girls, get off the phone and get ready.
Yeah.
Kira,
she always looks good, but how good is Kira going to look tonight?
Smoking.
I got to go. I got to get ready.
All right, we'll see you tonight.
101.9 The Fox.
So there is a mysterious singing train driver in Melbourne.
What?
And I need to find this person. He's been entertaining passengers as recently as Monday morning. Passenger Danny got on the 7:07 a.m. from Lilydale Monday morning, and during the hour-long trip to the city, the driver was constantly talking, giving history lessons, jokes, and even on several occasions, broke into song.
Is this necessary?
What? Well, look, most passengers on the train loved it. Some others, a little bit annoyed.
If you were on that bus, Fev?
No.
Train?
Oh, sorry, train. Apologies.
I wouldn't like it.
You would get up and do a duet with him.
No, I just think that people on the train, you know, you want to be listening to your iPod, you want to be getting ready for work, you're listening to us on the radio, you're reading the paper. I don't know what you're doing, but you don't want to be hearing someone singing.
Well, then turn your ears off.
No, you go on to public transport to relax.
Yeah,
it's
look,
a relaxing
time. I think it would be lovely.
Really?
Well, especially with the little
not
history,
the whole way.
History lessons.
Well, his job is, and they do a wonderful job, but his job is probably a little bit repetitive, and he's trying to make it a bit fun for him.
Yeah, he's making it fun, which is nice, which is good. It's a good upbeat thing, but
not for me.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to help us. Thank God you drive a Mercedes to work every day.
Evie, you mentioned...
I would never mention Mercedes-Benz Brighton when we're doing something about a train.
Yuck. Westerness in Caroline Springs. 131060. So Evie has mentioned that she thinks we should try and find this guy. So when was he last seen? 7:07 a.m. from the Lilydale?
Yeah, the Lilydale to the city.
On Monday.
Monday. So that would be the same shift every morning. I reckon he works on that. So he's probably just going back to Lilydale now.
Okay.
If someone's on the train, ring up. I want to hear it.
All right. So can we find him, or at least have you heard? Do you know who we're talking about? Have you been on that line at that time?
Remember, I used to drive a monorail. Yeah. Remember how I used to drive a monorail?
Did you try and do song and dance numbers?
Many times.
Wow.
The tourists loved it.
Did they really?
No, they didn't.
Oh, I like when it comes up and goes, your next stop is Lilydale, departing from platform 4.
That's all that's required.
And then that guy pipes up and goes, fun fact about Lilydale.
No, don't need the fun fact.
Don't need that.
131060, call now. Let's see if we can find this guy. This is The Fox.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Now, Evie has set up a bit of a search here on 131060. You've asked Melbourne, we're trying to track someone down.
Yeah, there's a guy on a train going from Lilydale to the city, and I'm assuming back again, and he sings and tells history tidbits and he tells jokes, a few things about the weather, and there's quite a few people who like it, some who don't. I think we should call him Stan the Singing Train Man.
You want to give him a handle?
Yeah, a handle.
Because we don't know his name at this stage. He's just a mysterious train driver on the Lilydale line.
When our family went away, we had a driver to take us to certain places, like sightseeing.
In Bali?
When we were in Perth.
Right.
So we just want to get to the winery. So we're in the car with all the kids. Mm. And the guy started to go, well, on your right here, this was made in 1956. Mm-hmm. And did it, mate, we don't need a history lesson.
Not needed.
I'm happy to talk footy. Let's chat.
Okay.
And then that stopped that.
Don't want to learn about the region.
No. I just want to get to the winery and smash wine, eat great food.
Yeah, who cares?
Or go to the zoo. When we're on the way, see this zoo? No, mate.
Okay. And that's even when you're on holiday somewhere. These are people just doing the same thing every day.
They're going to work. Yeah. They don't want to be hearing.
If you don't like it, pop your ear pods in and don't listen to him.
Would you like that, Byron?
Well, why is the onus on us to put headphones on? The onus is on him to keep quiet.
So you don't like it either.
He needs to shh.
Because you can't close your ears.
Not required, Stan.
Have we found him?
No, but we've found a fan of his. I think Lauren from Greenvale is very across this train driver, Evie.
Do you know this guy, Lauren?
Yes. Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Thanks.
I don't know if it's the actual guy, because it was a couple of years ago on the Craigieburn line to the city.
Is that near the Lilydale line?
Well, they can swap lines.
I suppose.
You don't just do the same one.
They're versatile like that.
God.
Yeah. What would he do?
I loved it. I used to make sure I purposely got that train time every morning just so I had a bit of a laugh. But he would say jokes. He would just talk about the weather. He'd also talk about the footy fev and also sing. And everyone loved it. They had a bit of a laugh and just enjoyed yourself on the way to work rather than everyone ignoring each other.
So there we go. Someone who wants that sort of show.
It was kind of embracing. People would kind of look at each other and laugh about things he was saying.
I suppose it'd be good on the hour, every hour, if he did like a weather and a news and a sport update. That'd be nice.
Wouldn't it be nice? Yeah. Like a news update every hour. He's like, and the latest news.
Why don't we get James Lake on the Metro train line? And then everyone else could be like, oh, God, it's not that cold outside. It's 12 degrees. No, it's not, mate.
We're no closer to finding that train driver, but maybe get in touch with us on our socials, our Instagram. You can slide into our DMs at FifiFevByron. Let's see if we can find this guy and get him on the show.
History continues.
Yeah, so FifiFevByron, get in touch.
1019.
The Fox.
The Fox.
The number is 131060. Welcome to Fev's Joke Swap.
Joke Swap with Brandon. Swapping jokes with your children. Parents get your kids to call.
Oh, yeah. Look, it
all
started when my son, Zephyr, who is travelling the world with my ex-wife and having a great time.
Happy birthday to Chrissy, too. It was her birthday the other day.
Yeah, that was great stuff. And Fev's developed a bizarre rapport with my ex-wife, which is weird. But they do like to send each other WhatsApp jokes, my son and Fev. Yeah. And so my son kind of got things rolling with this one.
What do you call a 45-cent concert?
50 Cent featuring Nickelback.
Now, that was a good gag from Zephyr, and then Fev sent one back. And that just got us thinking, wow, why should just my son be the one that gets to enjoy swapping jokes with Fev? We could do this on 13, 10, 60.
The kids of Melbourne.
They love it, don't they? So they give you a joke and you swap them with one of your hilarious gags.
Yeah, one of my dad jokes, because I do have four kids and I've rehearsed a few of these on the kids.
Okay.
Didn't go down well.
Well, other people's kids seem to find you hilarious.
Yeah, well, that's because they don't live with me 24/7.
Very good point. Here's one. I don't even know what this is, but it says Fev joke, so I'm just going to play it.
What do you call a really old skinny man? Your dad.
That's a stitch up.
13, that was you.
13, 10, yeah, good stuff. 13, 10, 60, call now, kids.
101.9 The Fox. Show
swap with Brandon. Swapping jokes with your children. Parents get your kids to call right now.
All right, kids, you get to call and you tell us your joke. Feb will tell us his joke. It's all a lot of fun. Blake is on the line.
From Rochford. Good morning, Blakey boy.
Hi.
Do you think you're pretty funny, mate?
Yep.
All right, I think I'm funny too. You want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
What did the left eye say to the right eye?
I don't know.
Between us, something smells.
didn't get a lot from Blake.
Oh, he liked it. He liked it.
A little chuckle.
Didn't hear it.
What's your one, Blake? Give me your joke.
Why did the baked beans move to Queensland?
Because it was sunny?
Because I like to live in Cairns.
Ah! Very good from Blake.
Well done,
good
Blake.
Start.
That was very good. Jaden from Clyde, good morning.
Hi.
Do you want to hear a joke?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Why did the student eat his homework?
Not sure.
Because the teacher told him it was a piece of cake.
No.
Did you get it?
Nothing there.
Didn't think that was
not
funny.
Not really? No.
Yeah, I think you've got to understand the reference piece of cake means easy, and maybe that's not a broad reference.
Do you want another one then? Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah, do another one.
I need Jaden to laugh. What do you call a dinosaur that is sleeping?
A snorosaurus.
Oh, very good. It's a dino snore.
That's good.
See, we got him laughing.
There we go.
Right, what's your joke, mate?
Why don't couples go to the gym together?
Why?
Because some relationships don't work out.
Hey!
Very good. Well done.
So good.
Sebastian from Frankston, good morning.
Hello.
All right, brace yourself for this, mate. Don't laugh too hard, okay? What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman?
I don't know.
Frostbite.
a little chuckle.
He's like, yeah, you're not that funny, mate. All right, make me laugh.
How does a duck pass wind?
Oh, I'm gonna like this.
Oh, don't,
not sure.
Don't.
With its butt quack.
Oh, that's outstanding,
mate. Theirs are better than mine.
They're funnier than you.
I got to. Hey, whoa!
Oh, it's equal. It's very equal.
Well done.
I've got one.
Yes.
Knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Evie.
Moo.
Yeah.
Moo.
You're meant to go much quicker.
Well, you're supposed to say interrupting cow.
Interrupting coo. Sorry. Yeah. Did you understand that at all, Sebastian?
Byron said, oh my God, Evie's here again. She's at the door.
All right. No, that made sense.
Fev and Byron describe their podcast as legendary. But for the legendary Peri Peri flavour you love, get into Nando's. It's nothing like you've ever tasted. Try it today, only at Nando's.